Mistletoe Hung Where You Can See by Von Seal, read by Interstellar Blue. It had been a dream of Jinu's to kiss his special someone under a mistletoe. From the moment he was old enough to understand the concept of mistletoe, and what purpose they served in Christmas movies, he'd been determined to find someone that he could kiss, while pointing up with a cheeky smile at the plant hanging in a doorway. His mother would hang mistletoe up throughout the house, and when she caught him underneath one, she would grab him and kiss his cheeks while he laughed and screeched and struggled to get away. However, kissing his mother wasn't really what he had been expecting when he started having such desires. But he did make do with that until he was old enough that his mother would only giggle and shove his shoulder lightly as he dodged the doorways where she had hung up any mistletoe. So when he started planning his first Christmas with Myungjun, he was quick to put down mistletoe as part of his shopping list. He could easily corner Myungjun underneath one, and he knew his boyfriend would be ecstatic to give him a smooch with such romantic intentions. But as it turned out, Myungjun had other plans the night Jinu finally hung up his mistletoe. "I can't come over," his boyfriend was saying into the phone. "Bin is having his Christmas party tonight. Didn't I invite you?" Jinu narrowed his eyes in concentration, then checked his phone calendar. "Oh," he muttered when he noticed the date and time listed. Apparently he had forgotten about the party in his excitement of kissing Myungjun under a mistletoe. "Yeah, oops." Myungjun laughed, bright and happy. Jinu had always been certain that if the sun had a laugh, it would sound just like Myungjun's laugh. "You're such a dork, Jinu. Are we going to meet there, or do you want to go together?" "Let's go together," Jinu was quick to respond. "So I can come and get you around 5. Does that sound good?" "Awesome. I'll start getting ready now, then. See you in a bit, Jinu." They said their goodbyes, and the moment Jinu hung up his phone, he sent a text to Bin. "Please tell me you have mistletoe." Bin's reply was less than satisfactory. "I have a Christmas tree. Is that good enough?" He knocked on Myungjun's door at 5:30. His boyfriend answered, dressed in the tackiest Christmas sweater possible. All Jinu saw was bright tinsel and actual lights flashing on a knitted Christmas tree, and looking amused. "Should have known you'd be a little late," he commented. Jinu's face was flushed. Truthfully, he would have been on time for this, except he did have to run to Bin's house, hang up all of his own mistletoe, and then run to Myungjun's apartment. The things he did for cliched romantic gestures. But he wasn't going to tell Myungjun any of that. Instead, he offered a shy smile and shrugged his shoulders. "Lost track of time," he said, as way of an apology. Myungjun snorted, then grasped onto his hand. "You always do. It's fine, though. The party isn't until 6. It did give them plenty of time. But Jinu was hoping he could use that time to drag Myungjun over to Bin's house, his feet were killing him at this point, and kiss him under the mistletoe without anyone around, save Bin, who would totally give them space if he knew what was best for him. Myungjun had other plans, however, and decided he wanted to stop at every house with Christmas lights and take pictures in front of them. Jinu thought it was adorable and precious, and his heart was filled with absolute adoration for his boyfriend, but he also really wanted to kiss Myungjun under the mistletoe before the party became too crowded. The universe had plans to mess up his cliched romantic gesture, obviously, and they didn't arrive at the party until well after it had begun. Cars were already lined up outside, and Jinu could see a large amount of people moving around in front of the windows. "Ooh, it looks like he's invited a lot of people," Myungjun exclaimed happily. Jinu returned the bright smile he was given, but his worry grew that he wouldn't get a chance to perform his life's dream before the night was over. With this many people, it was going to be difficult to actually kiss Myungjun. He'd be required to make small talk and not show too many public displays of affection. If he could convince Myungjun to hang around until after the party ended, it might be a little easier, and he wasn't even sure how long many of the guests would stay. Bin really liked talking, and Jinu realized suddenly that it might have been easier to convince Myungjun to come back to his place. But all of the mistletoe was already hung here and not there. He could have cursed his horrible common sense. Not now, though. Not when Myung-jun was happily chattering to Bin and Dong-min, both who had come over for greetings. Jin-woo smiled at his two friends and inserted himself in the conversation, though he made certain to keep an eye on the doorway nearby, just so he could plan how he could maneuver Myung-jun over that way. But trying to get Myung-jun to stand still under mistletoe was basically like trying to herd cats. Myung-jun was excited to talk to everyone and everything, Jin-woo realized as he began making baby talk to Bin's goldfish. Jin-woo followed his boyfriend, joining in on discussions when Myung-jun gestured for him to, but otherwise formulating any ideas he could think of, just so he could kiss Myung-jun underneath one of those damn mistletoe. Finally, he believed his moment had come. Myung-jun had decided he had one too many cups of soda, and loudly announced to Jin-woo, "I have to pee, I'll be right back, okay?" The mistletoe hung in the entrance to the hallway. Jin-woo happily nodded his head and began to follow Myung-jun past the living room. However, it seemed as if Myung-jun had other ideas about mistletoe. The moment he saw it, he suddenly darted, and Jin-woo stared at him in amazement. "It's mistletoe," Myung-jun explained, pointing up at the entryway where the plant hung in wait.
"Yeah," Jin-woo responded. "You're supposed to kiss under..."
"I dodged the power of the mistletoe!" Myung-jun laughed, and it was still bright, and it still reminded Jin-woo of the sun. But it also made him wonder why Myung-jun was laughing when he should have been giving Jin-woo a big smooch. "It doesn't affect me since I managed to get past it. You be careful under those, Jin-woo!" And then he gave his boyfriend a wink, as if he was doing him a favor, before hurrying off to the bathroom. Had he been any less cliched, Jin-woo probably would have given up his quest. However, he was desperate to have his dream come true, so he jumped a few times in order to snatch the mistletoe down. Despite nobody noticing his difficulties in reaching the mistletoe, he still felt a blush come to his face. Sana was right, he was really short. He carried his precious flower over to the bathroom, then hung it right above the closed door. He didn't have to wait very long for Myung-jun to come out again, and once he caught his boyfriend's eyes, he smiled widely and pointed up. Myung-jun noticed it instantly, and before Jin-woo could react, Myung-jun had slid past him quickly. "I didn't even see that one," he exclaimed, putting a hand over his heart in mock horror. "It almost got me, Jin-woo. Don't worry, though. I'll make sure we don't have to kiss under the mistletoe tonight."
Jin-woo was going to scream.
The rest of the night seemed to continue in such a manner. Jin-woo would manage to force Myung-jun under the mistletoe, but no matter how hard he tried, Myung-jun always seemed to break free. He was laughing all the while, but Jin-woo just found himself growing frustrated. He wanted to kiss Myung-jun at least once under a mistletoe. He was devising one final plan when Myung-jun pulled on his jacket. Jin-woo hadn't realized it during all of his attempts to kiss him, but Myung-jun looked absolutely exhausted. "Hey," he said, then pointed at the front door. "Mind if we head out? I think I'm sleepy." And Jin-woo glanced over Myung-jun's shoulder at the mistletoe he had been eyeing for the past 10 minutes. He could say no. He could say that he wanted to talk to Dong-min for a little bit longer. He could lightly push a tired Myung-jun over to the doorway, then kiss him without any objections. But Myung-jun was yawning and Myung-jun was his boyfriend. Jin-woo would feel horrible if he forced Myung-jun to stay, even at the point of falling asleep, just so he could live out some cliched fantasy he had made up in his head. He had always dreamed about kissing his special someone under the mistletoe, but he had also always dreamed about being the perfect partner. A perfect partner would never disregard their special someone's feelings in such a manner. So Jin-woo smiled instead. He could try next year, perhaps. He could steal a kiss when he dropped Myung-jun back off at his apartment, too. And that would be good enough for him. "Sure," he responded. "Let me go tell Bin we're leaving, all right?" Myung-jun grinned, eyes droopy and movements much slower than before, and Jin-woo found that he didn't even care if he couldn't kiss Myung-jun underneath the mistletoe. They were together regardless, and that was good enough for him. He said his goodbyes, and he and Myung-jun began their chilly walk back to Myung-jun's apartment. They didn't speak much at first until Myung-jun yawned again, mumbling, "Good party."
I think I'm going to crash once I get in.
You need to make it to bed first.
I can't. Myung-jun whined and dipped his head onto Jinu's shoulder. You'll kiss me goodnight and I'll just collapse in my living room.
Jinu rolled his eyes, though he had a smile on his face.
I'll drag you over to the bed, then.
I'm too full of muscles for you to even try picking me up.
Jinu couldn't help but giggle at that, and he was going to respond with what he hoped was a witty remark, but then he heard his name being called. The two boys turned around to see Dongmin running at them, a beanie tugged messily over his hair and a small box in his hand.
Jinu, sorry, Bin forgot to give these back to you.
Jinu stared at the box in confusion, so Dongmin continued.
It's the mistletoe you hung up. Thank you for that, by the way. It added a nice touch to our party.
Jinu hoped it was dark enough that no one could see the pink rising up to color his cheeks. He cleared his throat and took the box away from Dongmin.
Sure, he mumbled. Just wanted to, decorate a bit more, you know? I'll just toss these when I get home, then.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, both of you.
Dongmin waved at them and turned to walk back to his house.
Jinu refused to look over at Myung-jun. He could feel inquisitive eyes boring into his face, and he cleared his throat once more.
A gift from my mom. I wasn't going to use it, of course.
Myung-jun leaned in closely, then opened one of the flaps on the box to reveal the mistletoe.
She sent over a lot, he commented suspiciously.
My mom's weird.
Your mom is nice.
Myung-jun picked up one of the mistletoe and examined it.
Why'd you hang them up at Bin's party?
He, didn't have any of his own. Jinu gave a light laugh and prayed that he didn't sound too awkward. So I volunteered to bring some over. His boyfriend wasn't an idiot, though.
Jinu could just see Myung-jun's eyes narrow in concentration, before slowly meeting up with Jinu's own eyes.
You were trying to corner me under one, weren't you?
What? No, that's just...
I thought it was some crazy coincidence that we kept meeting under mistletoe. And it's really cliched, you know, to kiss under the mistletoe this close to Christmas. I thought I was doing a good job dodging it.
He held the mistletoe up under the streetlight.
Is mistletoe a flower or a weed?
Jinu sighed loudly.
Flower, I guess. I really didn't... I mean, do you really think it's that dumb of an idea to kiss under the mistletoe?
Well, I never said that. I said it's cliched. Myung-jun wiggled the mistletoe.
There's a difference there, Jinu.
Yeah, but you dodged it all night.
Myung-jun clicked his tongue on the roof of his mouth.
Because I thought that's what you wanted. I mean, you always pointed it out. I didn't know you were the one who hung them up. I was just playing along, but I guess we were both playing a different game.
Jinu shrugged his shoulders. He found it didn't even matter too much anymore. He could give Myung-jun a goodnight kiss when they reached his apartment, as he had originally planned to, and then they could try kissing under the mistletoe later.
It's cool, let's just get you to bed.
He reached up to grab the mistletoe, but Myung-jun suddenly stood on his tiptoes and held it as high as he could above their heads.
Not until you kiss me.
Jinu's eyebrows furrowed.
What? You were trying to get away from...
I told you, I thought that's what I was supposed to do. If I had known you wanted to kiss me, I mean, you could have told me, and I would have kissed you under every single mistletoe.
Myung-jun looked slightly apologetic.
We haven't even been dating a year. I didn't know you would want to kiss in public.
That was actually rather considerate.
Jinu took in the scene, Myung-jun playing keep away with a mistletoe, face steadily growing more red under the dim light of the street lamp, the cold, brisk air slightly brushing at his bangs. And he realized that he never wanted to kiss Myung-jun more than he did at this moment.
So, to get you to bed, I have to kiss you under the mistletoe?
Myung-jun gave him a stubborn nod.
That's correct.
I've been given worse tasks to do, Jinu joked. He pulled Myung-jun close to him, and with Myung-jun's arm still stretched high and dangling the plant over the two of them, he kissed his boyfriend. Myung-jun's lips were always so soft and plump against his own, and tonight was no exception. His eyes closed as he kissed Myung-jun as gently as possible,
trying to replicate that exact romantic cliché he had always dreamed of performing. Somehow it seemed more perfect than it had in his dreams. He knew it was because he could have never dreamed that he would have someone as perfect as Myung-jun by his side. He pulled away after a bit, licking at his lips ever so slightly as Myung-jun finally lowered that mistletoe. "Bedtime now?" he questioned, unable to hide the wide smile that stretched at his lips and forced his cheeks upwards. Myung-jun was smiling shyly. He put the mistletoe gently back in the box and took all of the plants away from Jinu. "You have to kiss me under all of these," he suddenly stated, "and then it's bedtime." Jinu would have grinned even more if his face would allow it. "I think I can do that." The end.